وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا عمر حفظك الله تعالى. You're asking how do you calculate the last third of the night. Okay my dear brother, it's a very small, very simple mathematics and calculation. Imagine that the Maghrib, imagine the Maghrib that in your area enter by 6 o'clock, okay? 6 o'clock. And Adhan al-Fajr, it's at 5 o'clock, for example, okay? So between 6 and 5, how many hours? 11 hours. So this 11 hours divided by 3. 11 by 3 will be 3.6. So means 3 hours, 3.6 means 3.10 minutes or 3.20 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes, 3.10 to 20 minutes before 3 hours and 20 minutes before 5 o'clock. It's the last third. So it's gonna be means what? It's gonna be 135 in your place. The last third will start from 135. So these 3 hours and 10 minutes to 20 minutes is the last third. You understand? Okay. You're asking about, did the sleeping is a condition for you to get the reward of the tahajjud? The answer, no, it's not condition at all. You can, if you want to get the reward of the tahajjud, it means you pray in the last third. You understand me? Or you pray in the night. And you must know that tahajjud, it's one of the names for the prayer of Qiyamul Layl. But this term tahajjud, he came after sleeping, after hajada. Hajada means slept. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, usually if you want to sleep, if you want to pray in the end of the night, he would sleep before that time. But it's not a condition. It's not a condition. You understand? So, and still consider as tahajjud if you sleep in the end of the night without sleeping. But the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep, hajada means slept. He used to make hujud, sleeping. Then after that, he wake up and he pray at that time. You understand, akhi? Barakallahu fiqh.